Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Chagiga Daf Chav Zayin, the third parak Chum BeKodesh, the last daf in the Masechta, and the final daf in Seder Moed. The Zichud Masechus Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Yenishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Yenishmas Tamar Bas Chaim. And then the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings a pasuk from Yechezkel describing the Shulchan that states, the Mizbeach was of wood, 3 amos high, and its length 2 amos, and its corners and its length and its walls were made of wood. And he, referring to a Malach, said to me, this is the Shulchan that is before Hashem. The Gemara notes that the pasuk begins with a reference to Mizbeach and ends with a reference to the Shulchan and asks why the Shulchan is called the Mizbeach. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish both said, "Bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam mizbeach mechaper la'adam." During the time when the beis hamikdash stands, the mizbeach would be mechaper for a person. Achshav shulchan shel'adam mechaper la'av. Now that there's no beis hamikdash, it's a person's shulchan that's mechaper for him. Rashi explains that one's table atones for him through hachnasas orchim, inviting and feeding guests. Pointing to, we learned in the Mishnah Daf Chav Vav Amabes that Rabbi Eliezer held that all the kelim in the beis hamikdash required tefillah after the regal, except for the Mizbacha Zahav, the golden altar, and the Mizbacha Nechoshes, the copper altar, because they're like earth and are not Makabal Tumah. The Chamim, the Mishnah say, Mifnei Shem Mitzupin, because they are plated. The Gemara provides two explanations for what the Chamim are saying. The first understanding is that the Chamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer and hold that the two altars do require tevilah since they are plated. The second explanation is that they agree with Rabbi Eliezer that they do not require tevilah, but disagree as to the reason. They're saying to him that if his reason for bringing the pasuk that refers to them as Mizbacha Dama, an altar of earth, was Mifnei Shem Mitzupin, because they are plated, and otherwise one would have thought they're Makabel Tumah, that's not necessary. Since the pasuk above from Yechezkel described the altars as wood, they are considered wooden utensils, and the plating is bottled to them. And since they are made to be stationary, they cannot be Makabel Tumah. Therefore, no pasuk is needed to teach that they are not Makabel Tumah. And pointing with Rabbi Yavoh said in the name of Elazar, Tamlei Chachamim Ein Or Shel Gehenim Sheletes Behen. The fire of Gehenna does not rule over Tamlei Chachamim. It's a kavah chomer from the salamander, which Rashi explains is a beast, created from a fire left burning for 7 years straight. Just as a salamander, which is only an offspring of fire does not rule over one who smears himself with its blood, then Tamlei Chachamim, whose entire bodies are fire, as it's written, Halo kodvari ke'esh num Hashem, are not my words mighty as fire, says Hashem, all the more so fire does not rule over them. Reish Lakish said, Ein or shel Gehenim sheletes b'poshe Yisrael, that the fires of Gehenna do not rule over sinners of Israel from a Kavah Chomer from the Mizbach HaZahav. For just as the Mizbach HaZahav has only a dinner's thickness of gold, yet the fire does not have power over it, then all the more so Poshe Yisrael, the sinners of Israel, Shemolein Mitzvahs Karimon, that are full of mitzvahs as the seeds of a pomegranate. As the Pasuk states, Kapel Karimon Rakasech, like a section of a pomegranate, are your temples. Al Tikri Rakasech, do not read your temples, El Rekanim Shabach, but the empty ones among you. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara brings a pasuk from Yechezkel describing the Shulchan that states, the Mizbech was of wood, 3 amos high, and its length, 2 amos, and its corners and its length, and its walls were made of wood. And he, referring to a Malch, said to me, this is the Shulchan that is before Hashem. The Gemara notes that the pasuk begins with a reference to a Mizbech and ends with a reference to the Shulchan and asks why the Shulchan is called the Mizbech. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both said, "Bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam mizbeach mechaper la'adam." During the time when the beis hamikdash stands, the mizbeach would be mechaper for a person. Achshav shulchan shel'adam mechaper la'av. Now that there's no beis hamikdash, it's a person's shulchan that's mechaper for him. Rashi explains that one's table atones for him through hachnasas orchim, inviting and feeding guests. Pointing to, we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amabes that Rabbi Eliezer held that all the kelim in the beis hamikdash required tevilah after the regal, except for the Mizbach HaZahav, the golden altar, and the Mizbach HaNechoshes, the copper altar, because they're like earth and are not Makabel Tumah. The Chamim and the Mishnah say, Mifnei Shem Mitzupin, because they are plated. The Gemara provides two explanations of what the Chamim are saying. The first understanding is that the Chamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer and hold that the two altars do require tevilah since they are plated. The second explanation is that they agree with Rabbi Eliezer that they do not require tevilah, but disagree as to the reason. They're saying to him that if his reason for bringing the pasuk that refers to him as Mizbach Adama, an altar of earth, was Mifnei Shem Mitzupim, because they are plated, and otherwise one would have thought they're Makabel Tumah, that is not necessary. Since the pasuk above from Yechezkel described the altars as wood, they're considered wooden utensils, and the plating is bottled to them. And since they're made to be stationary, they cannot be Makabel Tumah. Therefore, no pasuk is needed to teach that they're not Makabel Tumah. And pointing with Rabbi Yavoh said in the Rabbi Lazar, Tamlei Chachamim ein or shel Gehenim shelatzes behen. The fire of Gehenim does not rule over Tamlei Chachamim. It's a Kal v'chomer from the Salamandra, which Rashi explains is a beast created from a fire left burning for 7 years straight. Just as a salamander, which is only an offspring of fire, fire does not rule over one who smears himself with its blood, then Tamlei Chachamim, whose entire bodies are fire. As it's written, Halo kol dvari ke'esh neum Hashem, are not my words mighty as fire, says Hashem, all the more so fire does not rule over them. Reish Lakish said, Einor shel Gehenim shaletes b'poshe Yisrael, that the fires of Gehenim do not rule over sinners of Yisrael, from a Kal v'chomer from the Mizbach HaZahav. For just as the Mizbach HaZahav has only a dinner's thickness of gold, yet the fire does not have power over it, then all the more so poshe Yisrael, the sinners of Yisrael, shemolein mitzvahs karimon, that are full of mitzvahs as the seeds of a pomegranate. As the pasuk states, kapel karimon rakasech, like a section of a pomegranate are your temples. Al tikri rakasech, do not read your temples, El Rekanim Shabak, but the empty ones among you. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chav Zayin, and our standard Siman is a kazoo, which is the toy instrument children blow into that makes a buzzing sound. So here goes. The Chegiga Kazoo's children's band gloriously blowing their kazoos at the Seder Moed Siyam were guests sat at a table that looked like a Mizbeach and was plated with gold. Watch fires leap up and not burn all the Talmud Chachamim and Jews filled with mitzvahs who came together to celebrate. Once again, in slow motion. The Chagiga Kazoo Children's Band Kazoo, that must be more in Daf Chav Zayin. The Chagiga Kazoo Children's Band gloriously blowing their kazoos at the Seder Moed Siyam, where guests sat at a table that looked like a Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a pasuk that begins with a reference to a Mizbeach and ends with a reference to the Shulchan and asks why the Shulchan is called the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both said, Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam Mizbeach Mechaper Al Adam, during the time when the Beis HaMikdash stands, the Mizbeach would be Mechaper for a person, Achshav Shulchan Shel Adam Mechaper Al Adam. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's a person's Shulchan that's Mechaper form. Rashi explains that one's table atones for him through Achnasas Orchim, inviting and feeding guests. So the Chagiga Kazoo Children's Band, gloriously blowing their kazoos at the Seder Moed Siyam, where guests sat at a table that looked like a Mizbeach and was plated with gold, which reminds us that we learned in the Mishnah Daf Chavav on the base that Rabbi Eliezer held that all the kelim in the base of Mikdash required tevila after the regal, except for the Mizbach HaZahav and the Mizbach HaNechoshes, because they're like earth and are not Mekabel Tumah. The Chamim in the Mishnah say, Mifnei Sheh Metzufim, because they are plated. The Gemara provides two explanations for what the Chamim are saying, one where they are disagreeing with Rabbi Eliezer and one where they are actually agreeing with him. So the Chagiga Kazoo Children's Band gloriously blowing their kazoos at the Seder Moed Siyam, where guests sat at a table that looked like a Mizbeach and was plated with gold, watched fires leap up but not burn all the Talmud Chachamim and Jews filled with mitzvahs who came together to celebrate. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yavo said in the name of Elazar, Talmud Chachamim ein or shel Gehenim shaletes behen. The fire of Gehenim does not rule over Talmud Chachamim. It's a Kal v'chomer from the Salamandra, which Rashi explains is a beast created from a fire left burning for 7 years straight. Reish Lakish said, ein or shel Gehenim shaletes b'poshe Yisrael, that the fires of Gehenim do not rule over sinners of Yisrael, from a Kal v'chomer from the Mizbach HaZahav. For just as the Mizbach HaZahav is only a dinner's thickness of gold, yet the fire does not have power over it, then all the more so poshe Yisrael, the sinners of Yisrael, shemolein mitzvahs karimon, that are full of mitzvahs as the seeds of a pomegranate. So once again, the Chagiga Kazoo Children's Band gloriously blowing their kazoos at the Seder Moed Siyam, where guests sat at a table that looked like a Mizbeach and was plated with gold, watch fires leap up but not burn, all the Talmud Chachamim and Jews filled with mitzvahs who came together to celebrate. Hadron Alach Mesechas Chagiga and Hadron Alach Seder Moed. Mazel Tov, everyone, on being assigned the Masechta and for completing the first Seder in this Machzor Daf Yomi. It's been an epic journey, and truly, this is a historic achievement. 731 blot, 27% of Shas, with a grand total of 2,193 Yediyas and Sugyas organized in our minds, blot after blot, with Simanim. As far as I'm aware, this is the first time in the history of Daf Yomi that Lomdei Daf Yomi have learned an entire Seder of Shas day after day with Simanim and are able to recall what they have learned on every single blot. How special that we can say Hadron Alach with the goal of reviewing the Seder moving forward every week or two by memory. Thank you all for participating as pioneers in this exciting new endeavor. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to bench us to go Mechayel Chayel as we begin the next Seder in Shas, and may we be Zocha to be Messiahim, all of Shas together. All right, now it's time for a four blot back Chazara. Dav Chaf Gimel. So the Simmer Dav Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. When the kid accidentally dropped his broken Tame shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kugelach, that must be more in Dav Chaf Gimel. When the kid accidentally dropped his broken tummy shoe strap into his barrel of tahor kugelach, which reminds us that the third case on the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amud Bet stated that a noses midras noses a truma of avolos hakodesh. One who is carrying a midras, an article that supports the weight of a zav, zavo, or a nida, may also carry truma but not kodesh. For there was a decree based on an incident with someone transporting a barrel of kodesh from place to place, and the strap of a sandal broke off, and he took it and he placed it on a barrel, and it fell into the airspace of the barrel, and then the kodesh in the barrel became tummy. When the Gemara suggests that a similar decree should apply for Truma, it answers that the Mishnah of Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, who holds that whenever the Chum made a decree, they did it only for the same circumstances as the original incident. So, when the kid accidentally dropped his broken tummy shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kugelach and noticed a moist spit on one of the recently made pieces, which reminds us the Mishnah 6th case stated, Kelim Hanigmarim Batara Tzrichim Tvila Kodesh of Olo Truma. Kelim that were completed in a state of Tahara require Tvila for use with Kodesh, but not for use with Truma. The Gemara clarifies that the Mishnah is referring to a case where a Chavar made them Umishum Sinur Dama Arts, and it's because of a concern that they became Tame from the spittle of an Amma Arts. The Gemara asks, when did the spittle fall on the Kli? If it fell before the Kli was completed, the Kli does not have the din of a Kli that can be Makabal Tuma. It could not have fallen after the Kli was completed, for a Chavar would have been careful not to let that happen. The Gemara answers that the situation that we're worried about is where the spittle fell on the Kli before it was completed and remained moist after the Kli was completed. So, when the kid accidentally dropped his broken tummy shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kugelach and noticed a moist spit on one of the recently made pieces, he asked his rabbi if the barrel was Matzar of all the other Kugelach, making them tummy. Which reminds us, the Mishnah 7th case stated, HaKli Matzar Masha Masokul Kodesh Avolola Truma. A Kli combines what's in it with regard to Kodesh, but not with regard to Truma. Rabbi Hanin said that this is learned from the Pasuk, Kav Achas Asra Zahav Molei Ketores. One gold ladle of 10 shekels filled with Ketores. Kasav Asra Komasha Bakaf Achas. The Pasuk made everything that's in the ladle like one entity. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Akiva might agree that Midoraisa Akli combines its Kodesh contents into one entity in a situation where the contents require a Kli, like in the case of Ketores, but it is not combined when the item does not require a Kli, such as in the case of Shiari Mincha, the remainders of a Mincha. And the rabbis decreed that even an item that does not require a Kli, Kli Matzarfo, a Kli does combine it. Daf Chaf Dalet, so the Simon Daf Chaf Dalet is a pitcher, a Kud. So here goes. As he watched a pitcher, that must be more on Daf Chaf Dalet, Kud. As he watched a pitcher filled with Kodesh meat that had become pasul as a revi'i, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amud Bet stated a revi'i be Kodesh pasul. A revi'i in the case of Kodesh is pasul. It's not a brisa. Rabbi Yossi said, from where is it derived that a revi'i in the case of Kodesh is pasul? It's a kal v'chomer. If even a mechuser kippurim, someone who has toveled and has waited until nightfall but still requires bringing a carbon, is permitted to eat truma, but is unfit to eat Kodesh, then concerning a Shlishi, which is unfit in the case of Truma, all the more so it should create a Revi in the case of Kodesh. So, as he watched a pitcher filled with Kodesh meat that had become pasul as a Revi fall off a shelf being caught by a man with his one Tame hand, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated that if one of a person's hands became Tame, the other one is Tahor, but with regard to Kodesh, he must immerse both of them. Rav Shivzi said, they taught this halacha only when the hands are joined at the time that the second hand touches the Kodesh, but where they are not joined, then the first hand does not make the second one Tame. Abai challenged Rav Shivzi and demonstrates that the din applies even if the two hands are not in contact. So, as he watched a pitcher filled with Kodesh meat that had become pasul as a revi fall off a shelf being caught by a man with one tummy hand, the Mechuser Kippurim rushed to the mikveh so that he'd be eligible to eat Kodesh, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, Ha'onen and Mechuser Kippurim Tzrichim Tefila Kodesh Avolo Truma, an Onen and a Mechuser Kippurim. One is immersed and reached nightfall, but has not yet brought his carbon, required tefillah for Kodesh, but not for Truma. The Gemara explains the reason that since until the time they were forbidden to eat Kodesh, the Rabbanan required them to do tefillah before eating the Kodesh, meaning that there's a concern that since they were not permitted to eat Kodesh, their attention to become Tamei may also have been diverted. They're not required to immerse for Truma, though, since they're permitted to eat Truma as an Onein, and Mechuser Kippurim. Daf Chaf Hei, so the Simon Daf Chaf Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. The husband's silver anniversary plan. Silver anniversary? That must mean we're in Daf Chaf Hei. The husband's silver anniversary plans fell apart when the wine you ordered from the Galil became Tameh when it passed over the strip of Kusi land. Which reminds us that the Gemara explains that the Amei Arts and Yehuda were trust regarding the Tahara of Kodesh wine and oil throughout the year and during the wine pressing season and all pressing season. They were also believed regarding the Tahara of Truma. But those in the Galil would not be able to bring their wine and oil to the base of Migdash, that's in Yehuda, for the Rabbanim were gozer on Eretz Ha'amim, the land and the nations that it imparts Tumah to foods that are transported through it. This is because the Nachrim did not always mark their graves, which were then liable to be plowed over resulting in strewn bone fragments. So the husband's Silver and Verusi plans fell apart when the wine he ordered from the Galil became Tameh when it passed over the strip of Kusi land. And the only way he could borrow some Truma wine from his Kohen friend, who improperly accepted it from an Am HaAretz, which reminds us, the Mishnah had taught that Am HaAretz are believed about the Harav Truma wine during the wine pressing season and oil pressing season. This is because during these times, Am HaAretz are careful to purify their kelim and themselves to ensure the tahara of the new truma. Now, if the seasons have passed, the Kohen Chaver is not permitted to accept the barrel of truma wine or oil from them. However, the Am HaAretz may set it aside until the next season and then give it to the Kohen then. Rav Sheshes was asked, if the Kohen accepted it from them, what is the din if the Kohen set it aside for the next pressing season? Rav Sheshes attempted to bring a proof that he's not permitted to do so, but it's rejected. So, the husband's silver and Rusi plants fell apart when the wine he ordered from the Galil became Tameh, when it passed over the strip of Kusi land, and the only way he could borrow some Truma wine from his Kohen friend who improperly accepted from an Am HaAretz was to go through and check a Beis HaPras, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a Mishnah in Oholos that states that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that we check a Beis HaPras for bone chips for people on the way to offer the Pesach, but we do not check it for those on their way to eat Truma. Rashi explains that in the case of Truma, since there's no fixed time for it to be eaten, the person can wait 7 days and do Hazah on the third and seventh day. The Gemara asks, if one checked the Beis HaPras in order to bring his Pesach, may he then eat his Truma based on this checking? And answers that just as in our Mishnah, we learned that if an Am HaAretz told a Chaver that he separated a quarter log of oil as Kodesh, he is trusted regarding the tahara of all the oil in the barrel. So too here, since he's trusted regarding the Pesach, he's trusted also regarding the Truma. Dav Chavav. So the Simmer Dav Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The soldier on his way to return some clay kalim he stole during the military coup. Military coup? That must mean we're in Dav Chavav. The soldier on his way to return some clay kalim he stole during the military coup because he did teshuvah, which reminds us, the Gemara resolves a contradiction between our mission, which states, the tax collectors who enter into house in similar ganavim, who return clay vessels they stole, are believed to say we didn't touch them. And the Mishnah from Tarzit states that if thieves entered the house, only the objects in the place where they walked are tameh, referring to the areas where items were definitely stolen. Now, if the kelim in the place that they walked are presumed tameh, then certainly the kelim they stole and returned are presumed tameh. But Pinchas said, in the name of Rava, Kusha Asid Tshuva, our Mishnah is dealing with the case where the thieves did tshuva. And Rashi explains that since they're returning the kelim as an act of tshuva, they certainly would not lie about the tumah status. So, the soldier on his way to return some clay kalim he stole during the military coup, because he did teshuvah, bought some leftover dough that a baker was selling after the chag. Which reminds us, this malchus will come in Rabbi Yehuda, whether the merchants can sell leftover wine or dough from the regal that Am HaAretz touched, the chamim hold, that even the rabban suspend the tumah of Am HaAretz concerning the chag. The Am HaAretz are considered chaverim. After the regal, retroactively, the wine and dough become tameh due to their touching it, and chaverim are prohibited from selling it. Even though Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the wine and dough are tameh, he permits the sale of the leftovers after the regal. For if the merchants were not permitted to do so, they might be reluctant to sell during the chag, which would make it difficult for the Olei Regalim to get wine and dough during the regal. So the soldier on his way to return some clay kalim he stole during the military coup, because he did teshuvah, bought some leftover dough that a baker was selling after the chag, whose store sign depicted a shulchan lifted and displayed to the people with the tagline, bread that makes you feel beloved. Which reminds us, the final mission of the Masechta details how the kelim in the base of Mikdash were purified after the regal. The Mishnah states, all through the chag, they would say to the Kohanim who are Am HaAretz, be careful not to touch the Shulchan. The Gemara questions whether the Shulchan can become tameh at all, since it's a kli asui lenachasu, a wooden kli that's made to be stationary. And the din is that such kelim do not become tameh. The reason is that for a kli to mekabel tumah, it must be similar to a sock. Just as a sock is carried malei v'reikam, full and empty, so too must any kli be carried full and empty. The Gemara answers that the Shulchan is carried full and empty for Reish Lakish Tad. The Shulchan would be lifted and breads displayed to the Olei Regalim, and the Kohanim would say, Ruhi see your belovedness before the omnipresent, for the bread at the time of the removal is hot and fresh as it was at the time of being placed on the shulchan the previous Shabbos. So since we see the shulchan was made to be carried while laden, it could be mekabel tumah from Am HaAretz. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which stuff do we have two different pshatim on what the chamim mean when they say that the Mizbeach HaZahav and Mizbeach HaNechoshes were plated with gold? That's on daf. Chav Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff when a thief is believed that he wasn't metame kelim he stole, that he's now returning, when he's returning them because he did teshuva? That's on daf. Chav Vav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do learn if one checked a Beis HaPras in order to bring a Pesach, he may rely on it to eat his truma? That's on daf. Kaf Hey, good number four. Which of the one? If one hand is tummy, the other one is Torah. But with regard to Kodesh, he must immerse both of them. That's on Daf. Chav Dalet. Good number five. Which of the one that the Pasuk calls the Shulchan a Mizbeach? Because nowadays, it's Mechaper for us through Hachnas Zorachim. That's on Daf. Chav Zayin. Good number six. Which Daf do we learn that a Kli is Mitzarf? What is in it for Kodesh from the Pasuk Kaf Achas? That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Good number seven. Which of the one that those from the Galil cannot bring wine or oil to the base of Mikdash since they have to pass through a Kusi strip of land, which the Rabban decreed as Tameh? That's on Daf. Chav Hey. Good number eight. Which Daf do we learn that the fire of Gehenim is not sholeit on Talmid Chachamim and also not on Poshe Yisrael since they are filled with mitzvahs like a Rimon? That's on Daf. Chav Zayin. Good number nine. Which Daf do we have Malchus Chachamim Rav Yehuda whether merchants can sell leftover wine or dough that Amei Arts had touched during the regal? That's on Daf. Chav Vav. Good. And number ten. Which Daf do we learn that a Revi in the case of Kodesh is Pasul, which is learned from a Kal Vachomer from a Chusar Kippurim? That's on Daf. Chav Dalet. Great. Now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which Daf do we learn that young rabbinical students get heated up because of their Torah? That's on Daf. Dalet and Tainus. Good. Number two. Which Daf do we learn it's better to go where there's a suffix whether you'll hear Shofar than to a place where it's a Vadai that you'll hear Musaf? That's on Daf. Lama Dalet and Rosh Hashanah. Good. And number three, which Daf do we learn the reasons for the order of the brachos in Shemoneh Esrei? That's on Daf. Yid Zayin and Megillah. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin. Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.